Seemed like it was that long ago, Bill, before we were doing the last show of last year, and here we are all over again. It's great to see you.
Yeah, good to be back. Good to be good for football season to be here. We had a good spring, and now we're into training camp, and games have started, so time to roll.
Does this stuff ever get old for you?
Hasn't. So it's fun.
You get do you get the itch 3-4 weeks out before you're ready? I mean, you get a little time after the draft, but do you get a little itch?
Well, I mean, it's good to have a break. You know, that's our kind of our one break during the year is, you know, after OTAs, before training camp. So it's nice to, you know, relax for a little bit. But, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go.
And you still get the same feeling you did 15, 20 years ago? Same excitement for camp and everything?
Yeah, I do, because it's really, you know, comes on the heels of the spring. And, you know, we had a good spring. We got a lot done. And so, you know, kind of anxious to go back out there and see if we can put it together with pads on and, you know, in a real football setting, you know, not just to run around in shorts, but actually, you know, do the contact work and do it in camp. So I think if you can do it in camp, then you feel pretty good about your ability to do it in game conditions. But you got to prove it on the field, at least to yourselves, you know, in a practice setting first.
So. You always talk about every year is a unique team and all by itself. I wonder how the process works with you in team building and putting together the personnel. Do you spend a lot of time looking at what happened last year, where you see the holes, where you see things that could be fixed? How do you do it?
Well, I mean, I think you just try to improve your team where you can, and when you have the opportunities to do that, then you try to do it. So, you know, as much as you might want to address a certain area, you can only do what you can do. You know, you can only do what's available, and you can maybe change your scheme, but... You know, there's only certain players that are out there, and if you see one that can help you, then you know, then we're interested in them. And there's plenty of good players out there, but for whatever reason, it's just not probably not going to work for them to be on our team at this time. Things might change, so you look at the ones that you feel like can help you.
With the new camp schedule, practice schedule limitations on practices, have you had to reconfigure how you approach training camp?
Well, not compared to last year. I mean, you know, we were in the same boat last year, so it's. I think we made that adjustment last year. Took us probably a week or so last year to kind of settle into what we felt like was a good, efficient routine. But since then, we haven't changed it a whole lot. You know, sometimes you have to because of your daily schedule or something that comes up. But for the most part, I'd say we're operating about like we did last year, and that seemed to work. Work okay for us.
Do the lack of pad practices make those practices you had like this year against the Saints, do they make those even more important?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, every practice really is important because you're kind of cut in half from what you normally have had in prior years. Of course, you have the same number of practices everybody else has, so it's all relative. But, you know, every practice is important, and, you know, we really make a, you know, concerted effort to prepare for each practice, go out there and try to work on the things that we feel like are at the highest priority and hopefully come off the field and feel that our team has improved. And that's the way it needs to be every day because there really aren't all that many of them, you know, prior to our first game, so we've got to make them all count. We have 4 preseason games, so the opportunities are limited. We've got to take advantage of every one of them.
You have 90 players in here to win August 27th, I believe. Is that correct? Yeah, August 27th, when you have to cut to 75?
Yeah, it's after the Tampa game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the date, but yeah.
And you have 3 games in 9 days. How difficult does that make it for you with the competition for jobs to come down to that roster when you've got 3 games virtually in a 9-day span?
Yeah, well, it's just not, you know, it's not an ideal schedule. I mean, it's certainly not the way you'd want to do it. But, you know, it is what it is, so we'll just deal with it the best we can. Yeah, you're right. It's a lot of games. You know, it's like playing doubleheaders, but not much we can do about that.
Do you learn more about these players in between the games? Do you have to use other vices to kind of figure out whether this guy fits for our team?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, we'll see what happens when we get to that stretch. But I think the big thing is just, you know, to go out there and play and then, you know, give the players a chance to recover so they can go and play again and then give them a chance to recover so they can go play again. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, playing that many games in that short a period of time is you know, obviously not the ideal way to do it, but and you know, and there's nothing more important than the health of our team, so we want to recognize that and try to do everything we can to, you know, keep as many guys practicing and healthy as we possibly can. So I'd say that'll probably be the number one priority relative to those games, and then evaluate the guys that are playing, see how they do.
Does that schedule with that many games in that short of time, does that limit your what your normal installation would be during the preseason?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Yeah, I mean, you can't install anything in. You know, too. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like playing a Sunday game and then playing on Thursday. You know, you don't really have much of a game plan. You just try to, you know, get ready what you know how to do and apply it to your new opponent, and then go out there and turn around and do it. So, yeah, the installation, that's why this is such a big week for us this week, because it's you know, a longer week. It's just time to install what we didn't get in prior to the New Orleans game. And, you know, after this, then that's really about it until the long week before Tennessee.
How much do you change up, Bill, on both sides of the ball based on new guys come in here that have a specific skill set? We obviously saw the last couple of years the tight ends, and obviously they're featured far more in your offense. But how quick are you to change things once you see that there's a skill set out there in an individual player that allows you to exploit another team?
I think it's probably more of a in-season game plan thing. I think right now in training camp, the idea is for everybody to learn the basic plays, the foundation, you know, what the basics are. And then once we get that down, then it's a lot easier to modify something if we need to. But, you know, probably the best example of that was when Randy came in here. You know, he was a unique player for us. We haven't really had anybody like him before or since. And, you know, during training camp, even though he missed some of that first training camp, it was still more of just, even in spring, you know, just kind of getting things down and, you know, making sure everybody understood what they were doing, not just him, but everybody else. Then once we got into the season, then we were able to take advantage of some of the things that he did well and you know, modify some of our plays, our adjustments.
When you're evaluating your new guys, your rookies or your free agents, is it more the physical aspect of it, or how quickly they comprehend what you're trying to do, even though you're probably not doing everything you need to do yet?
Well, I'd say both. Yeah, I'd say both, because as you know, Steve, in training camp, it's you have really more in than you would have in a weekly game plan. You have everything you have in, and then you have to defend everything that the offense does or everything that your opponent does. And normally, in a game plan situation, you're able to whittle that down a little bit. You know, you pick out a half of your playbook or 40% of your playbook or whatever for a certain team, and they whittle down what they're going to do against you. And you know, it's a smaller number of multiples, but I mean, right now it's everything goes against everything. So I think the mental part of it's hard. That's certainly part of the evaluation, and the physical part of it's obviously important too. A guy's got to show that physically he can perform the skills that he needs for his position and his different responsibilities on offense, defense, special teams, and set to put all that together, you know, and some guys don't always pick it up the first time around, but, you know, eventually they get it on the second or third go around after they get some experience with it and confidence running it and that type of thing. So that part of the evaluation really lasts all the way through training camp. You know, so there's a lot of us that don't get it the first time they hear it, but then after we, you know, hear it, get a chance to digest it, can figure it out, then sometimes we do better with it the second, third time around.
Do you evaluate their study habits or their film room habits and things like that too, or the way they approach the meetings in particular?
Well, I'd say, you know, to a degree. I mean, we certainly explain to them, you know, how we wanted to study, but as we know, everybody processes information a little bit differently, and the important thing is they get it, and if, you know, if a player's having trouble, you know, grasping a certain concept or you know, particular scheme that we're putting in, then the coaches and sometimes the veteran players will spend extra time with them and try to, you know, teach them a shortcut or you know, give them a little different perspective on it and see if that helps. And I'd say it usually does.
So that's why you drew me just big pictures. That's what I get it now. I understand.
Okay. Bill, you've got Logan Mankins back. How does he look? And I'm not sure I buy that taping an aspirin on the knee, but maybe it does work. Maybe somebody's tried it somewhere.
Yeah, well, he's been out here, you know, I mean, he's been obviously working, you know, since last February, but, and he's been in here working hard in the weight room and doing his rehab and, you know, running and all the things that he's been doing. But, you know, it's good to have him out on the field the last couple of days, and you know, we're taking it slow, doing one thing at a time, and building, you know, daily. So it'll be a little bit of a process, but he's definitely making progress. And the fact that he's back on the field is, you know, a sign that, that things are going well. And if they he continues to progress, then, you know, he'll be able to do more. What the time frame on that is, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But it's good to see him back out there.
When you were evaluating these offensive line positions, I noticed you've bounced guys around, not just in the game, but in practice too. How important is that versatility for your offensive lineman? Or is it just for a backup offensive lineman?
Well, no, it could be for even the guys that are playing. You know, if we only take seven guys to the game, then, you know, either our backups have to play multiple positions, or one of our starters would have to bump from, say, guard to center, or, you know, right tackle to left tackle, or whatever it is, to, you know, for seven players to cover five positions, you know, and have the depth of it. So somebody's got to back up somewhere. Right. They all can't just play one position. And so depending on what the combination of people is, it could be different, you know, different movements. But in the end, like I said, seven guys have to have to be able to cover those five spots. So versatility is, you know, a big key. And now's the time to work on it, you know. And you get into the regular season, you try to work on your timing and keep guys where you think they're going to play the most of the game. And, you know, now's the time where they can work on their secondary position, or, you know, where they can give you depth. And we can gain confidence in them. They can gain confidence in playing that position if they have to, knowing that their primary spot is, you know, somewhere else.
When you're playing these preseason games, is there ever a courtesy by one coach or the other asking you not to do certain things? I know Rex Ryan was saying that he was asked not to run the Wildcat. Is that normal conversation that happens for coaches before a preseason game?
I haven't really experienced that. I think, you know, in preseason, obviously, you know, it's nice to win, but the outcome of the game isn't the most important thing. You know, nobody's playing their, you know, starting quarterback in the last play, you know, series at a fourth quarter, that type of thing. So, you know, whoever's in there's competing, and, you know, whatever you get, you get. And I think whatever our opponents do, we learn from. So it was like last year in preseason, you know, Giants ran a fake punt on us, and, you know, it was obviously a bad play for us, but we learned from it, and probably better to learn there than to learn in the regular season. So, you know, if we get blitzed, we get blitzed. If they fake kick, they fake kick. If they onside kick, they on, you know, whatever they do, we got to be ready for it now and later. So somebody feels like they can get a play on us, then it's probably better that we see it and get tested on it early than, like I said, find out the hard way in a regular season when it, you know, when it really hurts.
How quickly can you tell a young player if he belongs in the league, or that he's not overwhelmed by what's going on around him? And in particular, I think of Chandler Jones. He seemed like he looked like he was not out of place in on that first preseason game, and some of the practices. It looks like he's comfortable being where he is. Is part of the evaluation seeing, you know, physically if a kid's comfortable doing what you're asking him to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, again, that's something that you just have to you get a sense for. Is, you know, is the game too big for him, or is it moving too fast?
That's
or
the phrase.
Are they just, you know, ready for, you know, to be a situational or role type player? But, you know, I think that can come in different, you know, in different time periods. You know, it looked like after one practice, the game wasn't too big for LT.
Right. That was an easy one.
Yeah, that wasn't too.
I was going to say, do you remember that first practice?
Yeah, I sure do.
How good was it?
And I remember after that first practice, Bill, we had a staff meeting, and Bill said, you know, I'd like to kind of bring him along, you know, a little bit, and not put him in there right away. And Coach Perkins said, get him in there. He's ready. I've seen enough. One practice is enough. Get him in there. So, you know, it varies. I mean, Logan Mankins, you know, is another guy that just, you know, stepped in there right away. And, you know, we've had other guys, you know, McCourty and Chong Mayo. So some guys are more ready. Sometimes that's because of them. Sometimes it's because of the system that they were in college, and the transition is not as much as it is for, you know, a player coming from a, you know, a totally different type of system. So I don't think there's any set formula on that. You just have to kind of play it by ear and see how they adjust to the different situations you put them in. But those spring OTAs definitely help that. You can get a feel at that point you know, how much a player is ready to handle. And then of course, in training camp, you see physically how well he's able to do it.
Is part of it the learning process, how quickly they absorb this stuff? Can you pretty
sure.
much, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, because that's the way it is during the regular season. We put in a game plan on Wednesday, and then, you know, Thursday we go to third down and red area, and Friday we do go to goal line, short yardage, and 2 minute. And, I mean, so that's – and then we play on Sunday. So it isn't like, you know, we have – you know, day to do it and then correct it and another day to correct it. And then we put it, you know, I mean, we're rolling during the season. So their ability to process things in mini camp and in the spring and in training camp, when we're adding, you know, four or five new things every day, it's if they can handle that and, you know, go out there and handle it on the field as well, then that's a pretty good indication that when we get to the regular season, the learning and the game plans and the scouting report and all that, they'll be able to keep up with it there too.
That's great to have football back. It's great to have you back every Monday here on the Big Show. We're looking forward to it. Have a great season, Coach.
All right, me too. Thanks, Lynn. Steve.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, see you next week.
Bill Belichick right here on the Big Show on Patriots Monday.